Hi, everyone. I'm Eden, and I'm an asshole. I just moved to Baltimore in October with my family, and we'd never been here before we came for my husband's new job. So we're totally new, and we don't know anyone, and we joined a new church. Joining a church is a really precarious place to try to meet friends because there's just so many freaks and weirdos at church. So we come in, and we're the new family, and immediately I'm approached by this super friendly, larger-than-life, very large woman that I judge immediately as Frumpadox. Okay, so I'm an Orthodox Christian, and you would probably know Orthodoxy like Russian Orthodox or Greek Orthodox. It's a very old sect of Christianity that people are usually born into by virtue of their nationality. But we're American converts, and a Frumpadox is an American convert who's Orthodox mainly because they missed their real calling to work at medieval times. So this woman is dressed in full-on Russian peasant garb, and she's surrounded by her many children in knickers and headscarves, you know, with their family pet falcon sitting on her shoulder, eating a piece of wild boar that they cured themselves in their basement. And within a couple of minutes, Frumpadox has me in a ferocious love hug, and she's just reassuring me that she knows that I was sent to this church and that we are going to be very, very best friends. And by the time I get home, she's found me on Facebook, and I am a member of every group she's ever wanted to join. And what's unnerving about this is not that she's so aggressive or like needy in pursuing my friendship. It's more that she's doing it somehow like she's the one doing me the favor. So she's introducing me to all these groups, and she's like, "Hi, everyone, this is Enid." I'm like, "My name is Eden." And she said, she just moved here from New Mexico, and I'm from New York. So I'm looking through her Facebook page, and I come to her wedding picture, and I am astounded. She is beautiful, like 60 pounds thinner. She's not wearing any makeup because she's one of those women that's just so naturally radiant that she only needs chapstick. And I realize instantly what's going on. It's that she still thinks that she's this woman. She's floating around the universe like she's the homecoming queen, completely oblivious to the 25 years and 6 childbirths and appalling lack of designer skincare that have happened to her since then. And then I realized something else, looking at my own Facebook transformation from my wedding day to present, which was that, oh my God, she thinks that I'm the Frumpadox. I look like some washed-up wallflower of a suburban soccer mom who needs an intervention to get out of my living room. And I am just mortified. And I called my sister, and I'm telling her all about this woman and about my resolve to join a gym and lose 30 pounds and how I saved this woman's wedding picture to my screensaver on my phone as inspiration of that my most beautiful days are not behind me. And what I hope never, ever will happen to me. And my sister says, "Eden, you're an asshole. And you need to take that woman's picture off your phone." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "What happens when she sits next to you at church and she sees that her wedding picture is your wallpaper? What are you going to say?" "Hi, I know we just met and you don't really know me, but I've looked through every picture you've ever posted to Facebook for the last 3 decades, and now your wedding picture is my screensaver because that's not creepy." And my sister said, "Eden, you're never going to have to worry about this wonderful woman wanting to be your friend because the restraining order is going to take care of that." Thank you.